Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen My Little Pony Equestria Girls?
Answers to this.
Pretty sure you know the answer.
Wait,
to
you
this
said the first
question.
movie. We have seen the first My Little Pony Girls. It was
Yeah.
86, and it was the last My Little Pony movie we watched on the show.
Right.
It was one
We've also
extended
seen the
toy
G4
commercial.
movie,
Yeah.
which was
The
done
first one we
after
watched.
Equestria Girls.
Wait. Wait. This Equestria Girls takes place before that?
Canonically, and also when they made the film, yes, it was done well before the G4 movie. This was the
Oh.
first theatrical release for G4.
That's a bit strange. Okay. I thought we watched the first
This was
movie.
the first theatrical release?
For Generation 4, yes.
That is so
The My Little
surprising.
Pony, we happened like years and
Wow.
years and years
All right.
after.
Every
So
time we watch
let's.
these My Little Pony movies, I have to remember that they weren't just TV made movie. Like, they weren't just made for TV
They were in
movies. These
theaters,
came out
Justin.
in theaters.
These are big budget productions.
This is a theatrical release.
Oh man.
I believe it was a limited theatrical release. I don't think it
That
was
makes a
like
lot of
full-blown,
sense.
but I
But
do
the
know
other
people that
one,
saw it in theaters.
that was full theatrical. The
Yes. Yeah, the 1980s, whatever. And yeah, that was full
and
theatrical.
the Gen 4 one that we watched
Yes,
last
that
year.
was also full theatrical, yeah.
So what year is this one, Josh?
2013, I believe. Let me check my dates.
Okay.
I want to say 2013 off the top of my head.
And I know we covered it on the show, but
Yes,
just remind me,
2013.
what year was the one we already watched, the Gen 4 movie?
The G4 movie, Ma Little Pony, the movie, I want to say it was like 2019, 2017. So,
Okay.
the G4 movie we watched was, what, 4 years after this?
Okay. Wow. So,
Yeah.
what we do here on the show, if you're new, first time listener, the people who haven't seen the movie, this time it's a rare one. It is Justin and I. We have to describe the movie based on just solely the title. Give it a breakdown of what we think is going to happen. Usually it's a little more difficult, but this time we're working with, a My Little Pony movie.
Yeah,
Indeed we are.
title kind of tells you something,
It's
maybe.
called Equestria Girls. Most of the My Little Ponies we've dealt with were equestrian girls.
Right.
There wasn't like a, I mean, there are definitely pony boys, geldings, I think you call them, if they have their
Colts.
okay, well, geldings are the forever pony boys because they take their testicles.
I see.
They're
That is
what?
not a term I remember used in any of
No,
the chats.
I don't think it comes into play in the movies that we've seen yet, but it might. Justin, I know for a fact you grew up around horses, so why don't you do us a favor and Google gelding and give us the proper definition of what's going on there? It's like, when the church is like that's a little boy, he sings a real nice. So they took his testicles to keep him like high pitched. It's kind of the same thing. The castrati, it was they wanted
I
to keep
see.
the male ponies from getting like aggressive. I don't know if I have
Sure.
no idea what the purpose of doing that
Yeah,
was.
it's a castrated male horse
But why? It's
or
not like
donkey.
so they keep their singing voice.
It'd make them even tempered,
Oh.
easier to handle.
All right. Josh, does that come up in this movie?
But
No.
There are males in this movie, but
there are.
Is their status of their genitalia? I don't think something to
remains
talk about.
Unknown. All right, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of places you can find that delve pretty deeply into that topic if you want.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I'm not gonna make anyone Google that because there are answers abundant for that.
You don't think Josh has Googled that?
I don't think that topic is something that is relevant to this podcast, but if you want to ask me after the recording, I can tell you a lot of numbers about certain things.
Wait, numbers? Like sex numbers?
No, like, you know, popularity numbers. You know.
Like who's into what pony most?
I don't think you understand how big of a thing that is, the thing you're talking about is, Austin.
I'm just wondering how math comes into it.
We'll talk about it after.
He's just talking about like how many people like it.
Yeah, how many
popularity,
how many, you know, products there are.
Okay. So
What do you guys think this movie is about?
Obviously
off the title.
They're going to become real human girls.
Yeah, I've seen the ads for this.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, it's been around.
They had toys and everything.
Of course they had toys, but I wasn't going in toy stores at this time.
Yeah, me either, but I watched a lot of TV.
Okay. I was away from commercials. I was watching stuff mostly online, so I never... And I wasn't on these deep, dark corners of the online, so I never ran into any of this stuff. Somehow, this is what boggles my mind. Like, obviously, it's My Little Pony. It's Gen 4, but they hadn't established a lot of canon because there hadn't been a movie. The series had only been on for a little while, it sounds like. So is this going to be kind of a non-canonical spin-off? Or is it going to be...
This is
transmutation,
canon.
A fish out of water. Yeah, that's
Equestria Girls is for all intents and purposes canon. They don't ever actually like. Oh no, they do. Yeah, no, it's
you're giving stuff away.
Are at canon, I would say. I don't want to spoil anything, but you know, I'll leave that out there so you have something to work with.
Doing us a service because we don't ever give you shit.
That's fair. I shouldn't I shouldn't say anything.
So they're not going to deal with pony problems. They're going to deal with people problems. And what are people problems that aren't pony problems? Seems like all the ponies have pretty much all the people problems already in Ponyville or wherever they are. So
how old do you gonna think they're going to be?
She's like gonna be a princess, or she is a princess, the main one, the purple one. So I'd say
high school. I'm sorry.
What?
Why does her being a princess shape what age you think she is?
Because she wasn't like forced into it. Her like royalty mom didn't die, and so she had to like take up the throne at a young age. She's being
But
like,
aren't you a princess? Whatever you're the daughter of a queen the moment you're born.
Do you not pay attention to these movies or watch the show at all? She's training to be a princess, Justin.
Oh no, okay.
She's training with the grown up, not pony, but horse who has rainbow hair, but isn't Rainbow Dash. It might be Rainbow Dash's mom. Okay.
So princess isn't like an inherited thing.
It doesn't seem like it in this world, no. It might be inherited that you have to have magic to be a princess, and I know she has the horn, and she gets the wings in the movie we saw, I think. I don't know. I'm not up on my pony lore that deep. But do I got it right so far, Josh?
she gets her wings in like season 3.
Oh,
she had them in the movie already.
Okay. I thought she got them in the movie.
No, she gets them at the end of season 3. That's the whole big season 3 finale.
That's what I saw then. Okay. Okay. I watched up to there then.
Yeah.
So her becoming a princess gave her the wings?
Yes.
Yeah, she when she became a princess, she'd be an alicorn.
God damn it, Justin. Get it together.
So does that mean all of the ponies with wings are princesses?
No, the ones with wings and horns.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Not all of them become princesses. Some of them are born. There was a baby born as an alicorn, so you can be born a princess.
It was like
you just gotta have okay. You just gotta
but
have.
But usually, you appear to like you know become one. From there's only what one two, there's like four alicorns in the whole show. So, okay. Not that many.
Do you have? Did you collect them all? And it's like
I have the high end Japanese human sculptures of the main six. I don't like the, you know, Toys R Us toy aisle like things. I have a couple of pop figures.
Oh, that's cool. You got
I have many clay sculptures made by fandom artists.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, not much as far as official merch.
Okay. We're gonna get to it. We're going to watch My Little Pony Equestria Girls from 2013. And this is our third pony movie.
Third pony movie.
Saddle up, pony boys. Yeah, there's a long trail ahead of us. Get your bag of oats and dangle a carrot in front of that mule.
Is the carrot the Sandler verse? Or is it whatever's on
there's
your
no list? No the shit falling out of the ponies and being left on the trail behind us is the Sandler verse. What?
Just thinking that my movies are worse than these pony movies.
we got a good one coming up on your list, so don't worry too much, Justin.
Next Sandler movie is a good one.
The next one's a Supposedly. Sugar Cube, how about that?
Yeah. My little pony, my little pony.
And we're back, having just watched My Little Pony Equestria Girls 2013. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's important to designate the date because the entire like franchise is also known as Equestria Girls, so it gets confusing.
I gotta ask, how many more of these are there?
How many more what, Austin? Be more specific.
God. How...
It's a media franchise, friend.
More Equestria Girls movies are we going to be watching?
How many more Equestria Girls movies? Well, let me check. There are four.
Four more?
My God.
There are six specials that are like, you know, 50-minute like extended things. And then there's a whole slew of like couple-minute shorts that couple with some of these movies. Also, there's a YouTube series that's kind of like a micro TV show that happens after the movies and the specials happened.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole thing. I'm just gonna link the Wikipedia page for just Equestria Girls because it's a thing.
It's a whole new thing they unlocked.
So it got, it's genius, really popular. It got
a genius
really
marketing
popular.
Move.
My first note is
it worked, yeah.
Josh, are you sure this doesn't take place right after the Gen 5 movie we watched?
But no, then I went takes place after season 3.
I went back and I looked at the end of season 3. You're right. That's where I watched up to in the show and then a little past that. So they do start as ponies in this. That made me happy. I was like, okay, I'm on board. I have a hoof hold. I got a hoof in the door.
I did not have a hoof in the door for any of these movies.
The first one kind of blew my mind.
Now I know how you guys felt watching Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Do you?
No.
Because those were 3 hours each, and I didn't see a pony with double machine guns talking about a virus. I would gladly watch any more.
Just
pony
talking
movies.
About not understanding what was being said on the screen.
I wonder if Equestria Girls would be more powerful if it was like in a foreign language that I didn't understand.
Are you not a fan of this iteration?
I'm a big fan of Equestria Girls in general. I think they ended up doing a lot of good stuff with it. The first movie kind of suffers from being a setup, right? They have to set up Sunset Shimmer, and because of that, they spend like 9 minutes, like kind of doing nothing.
That's the new pony. That's the one that is orange.
It's the
and yellow.
Thunder Lady, like the there's always like a new
bacon hair.
Pony.
Sunny Buns is the new girl.
Sorry, what was that? Josh, what?
Oh, she has a lot of nicknames like bacon hair and. Sunny Buns and
some others. Sorry, when you do the pony speak, you're gonna have to clarify for Josh.
Yeah, sorry, I'm so used to calling Sunset by like a million different names that aren't her actual name.
Why Honey Buns?
I know. Sunny Buns?
Oh, Sunny Buns. Okay.
Yeah, because she's got a sun cutie mark, and cutie marks are on your butt when you're a pony.
I noticed the cutie marks were on clothing in this one, but we'll get to that when we get to clothing. I got a note of a Centurion guard walking down a hallway with like a headlamp on, and I found that hilarious. The fact that this dude had just a flashlight on his head.
There were a couple of times that this movie made me laugh intentionally.
Yeah.
Ooh, cool.
And it all had to revolve around her henchmen, Snip and Snails.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the goons.
Yeah, I liked them.
Yeah,
they
there were some
laugh.
Good goons. We got some.
Their intro was him coming in and trying to pop a balloon and not being.
They reminded me of
someone being a bully and wanting to be intimidating and not being able to pop a fucking balloon. It was pretty funny.
They reminded me of the sisters from the 86 movie. Just kind of goofy did. In that way.
They're just like super incompetent. Yeah.
Way less character, but yes.
Wait, pause. And yeah, them being like the sisters in the original one wasn't the only callback that I noticed in this movie. We'll get to it, but the fighting rainbow comes back.
Yeah, that is true.
So Sunset Glimmer, Fire Pony, Telekinetic Thief comes into. Wait, Josh, don't. I can get this. The purple
this pony...
one is. Twilight Sparkle?
Correct.
Yes, I get a pony point.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah, you get 10 of those. You can cash in for that number I was talking
about. Ooh, I get one of those sex numbers. Oh, wow. So she's sleeping. Psychic Pony comes in and is like zip-zapping like Nightcrawler. She can teleport across the room. That's pretty
sick.
Yeah,
this pony seems like they have a lot of powers.
They do. They're the bastard princess that never made it to the top because they had a temper that was too volatile, it sounds like.
Yeah, I took it as, you know, like the standard, like, oh, you're not teaching me fast enough or you're not teaching me all the stuff I want to know, so I'm going to go off on my own.
I'm so glad we didn't dwell on that because you're right, it's such a trope. It's in fucking everything.
Yeah, it could have been like 15 minutes of backstory.
Like, we could have seen her as a tiny pony just as a tryhard. And I'm so glad we didn't. Like, this is a kids movie, but even they realize kids don't need that much exposition. They're just like, oh yeah, she's like, she tries way too hard and it made her angry. And we can just move on with our lives. Why is she there? She's there to steal the crown. Josh, does this crown have any significance? I mean, obviously it does.
It's been a while. I believe it has some sort of magicalness
like
to it.
Quintessence, or it's got an infinity stone in there, I think.
They call it the harmony?
Something like that. After this point, that crown like stops mattering forever.
Oh.
So it's
gonna really come back eventually. Hard. Don't worry.
It might. There's a lot of movies so that I haven't seen in a while. In a
Okay.
It might come back.
So, Big Mama Pony storms in and is like, "Hey, you're my old pupil. Don't take that." And she's like, "I don't care. Fuck the balance of that other world. I'm going through." And she does. She jumps through a mirror, and Twilight Sparkle's like on a quest now. She has to go save it, or else the apocalypse will come. It kind of sounds like this crown was really important for a minute in this movie.
Songs were not as good in this movie.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize it was gonna be a musical.
Yeah, you gotta have music when you got ponies.
I did not like the songs in this one as much as I enjoyed.
The songs were not as good.
Now, if I asked you, Justin, if the 86 one was a musical, was it?
Yeah. Do you don't remember Smooze?
Oh, see, I don't. I do now that you mention it, but it took me a minute, and I was like, I might have had one or two songs, but no, it was a full-on musical. We got bad guy music and everything.
Yeah, the bad guys had like four songs in a row at one
way
point.
Way more music than this one, and way better music than this one.
They had way more. They had way. I'm just gonna say it, I prefer the 86 one.
Oh, it had
divisive
parts.
Opinion.
It had parts that were good, but this one overall, I gotta say, is way better. I don't know, because they're both just toy commercials.
They're both are just toy commercials.
Because now you that got human true. Toys. And
this one is a little less blatant. We didn't have a scene where a character literally went, it's the Paradise Estate. Yeah.
You're
it
right.
Falls out of the sky.
But that's
but
part
yes,
of the novelty of that other one, though.
Josh, you
the get Equestria Girls was originally a big toy commercial.
Because if this one was as blatant as the other one, I was thinking this too, like, where's she gonna sleep? And she wouldn't have slept in the fucking library attic. She would have, like, some wizard goon would have come along and been like, here's the mobile home that's magic.
Oh, I would have loved if they would have gotten visit that wizard again and he came for another house.
Yes.
Or like Brad drives up in his car and it's like, yeah, it's my so-and-so car that you can buy right now.
Oh, yep. I imagine she goes out to like the junkyard and it's the same wizard. Like the same.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. The same wizard. The same wizard shows up.
No, like
same
not,
animation.
Not,
that'd be
yeah,
crazy.
Not even like this world's version of him. Just the
same. No, it's
same
literally
wizard.
Him.
And he gives her another house.
He's just in every gen and he always gives someone a house and then pieces out.
Yep. That's his entire purpose in
please
life.
Please come and visit me, house wizard.
Yeah, I could use a house wizard.
Yeah, let's go on a quest to find the house wizard, guys.
Yeah, it's his name is like Flip Flopper.
Good one. We've been searching far and wide for you, house wizard.
Would you take a house if it had to be the Paradise Estate?
Of course.
Like, it's a pretty nice house.
Absolutely.
Josh, it comes with
what if it came with all the ponies in it, though?
Like, okay, are these?
Yeah.
Like, yes. If I got a house with six magical,
you're just adding
ponies,
more value to the deal.
And Josh, I just want to make it clear, I'm not gonna fuck the ponies. Like
that's yeah, not obvious. Yes, we.
That's not why
we already
I want
mentioned
them.
That's an after podcast discussion.
Hey, I did not pick up that this was just like that. This movie was her going to an alternate dimension where literally everybody here was just a pony in the other world.
Oh yeah, it's a mirror world.
I got that, like, her friends were there, but I did not know that, like, the dude that she was into was
going to
be a pony. Should have figured that he was going to, like,
be
a pony. But he wasn't there before, it seemed like.
He
got
introduced.
He was the
one with the flashlight on his head. She bumped into him in the beginning on her way.
But he got introduced in this movie,
yes.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
He did not exist as a character
before this
movie. He is in the main show afterwards, but he has, like, zero speaking lines, and he's not, like, a character. He's just, like, a background character.
Oh, they don't, the like, they don't become a thing?
No, they don't become a thing in the main show, just in Equestria Girls. Interesting you point this out, because to my knowledge of Equestria Girls canon, human Sunset is never shown, ever.
Wait, who's Sunset?
The bacon hair pony, the bad guy in this movie.
What are you talking about? We saw her in the movie.
No. The human world version of Sunset, like, that presumably existed before she crossed over to the dimension, right?
Okay.
Has never been talked about in anything.
So, like, okay. I have questions about this. They said...
So that's what I was going to say.
They said Twilight Sparkle existed in this town with a dog named Spike.
Yes, Twilight, like, the human version of Twilight Sparkle super exists, and we will see her in another movie.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. We didn't really talk about this, but in this movie, they go to an alternate dimension.
We're about there. You run through the mirror,
you can go through a human world
every 30 years, and boom, you're in kind of our world. It's a little more magical. It's a little more pony-esque.
For sure.
This is my favorite iteration of Spike that we've ever had.
It's a dog.
It's just a dog. He can talk. He's cute. If I say we rank Spikes every time we watch one of these. Spike original, OG 86, bottom of the list.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
He had a really scary voice. He was kind of lanky, which I didn't like for Spike. He's got to be like chibi.
Yeah.
And then Gen 4, and then Dog Spike.
Oh, do I have to... So I said that I would watch, that I prefer the 86 one to this one. Do I have to watch with the volume on?
You don't have to watch anything.
No, but I'm just saying.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, then this one.
Yeah, the voices are way better than this.
You mean they're not nails on a chalkboard?
So this isn't our world. Another signifier of that is that people go by their pony names. She's like, hey, I'm Sunset Shimmer here too in the real world. I'm not like Megan or something. Like,
right, yeah. I was expecting to get introduced to the Bratz dolls.
I do like the fish out of water aspect of Twilight. Learning to not have hooves. That whole thing with her in the library is really good. Like the candid.
Yeah, the smear campaign.
Yeah, I really like that they take time this because they could have easily just said, yeah, Twilight knows how to walk now and knows everything, and she doesn't mention it. But no, she adjusts to things and they show that.
She doesn't really adjust. She hates hands even by the end of this movie. She's like,
yeah,
these are stupid.
You would.
And there's like cute little things they do where like some, it's like when Twilight's happy, she like holds her hands like hooves and like swings them.
Gotta say, Austin, I really like my hands.
I'm sure you do. On to the pony movie. No, I agree, Josh. It is really good animation touches. Like when she's trying to walk for the first time, it's on all fours and Spike's on her back, and they see somebody walking a dog and Spike's just like, I think you should...
I think it's a blue-haired dude.
Try and blend in a little better here. Mm-hmm. And my notes say, this is stupid, but I'm in at this point. Like, I was really disappointed that her friends didn't come through the portal with her. I was like, I don't care for Twilight Sparkle as the main pony. She's not my favorite pony. and I didn't want a whole movie just focusing on her. But then when I realized all of her friends had these human counterparts that were identical almost in personality.
Okay. You know what they should have done with this movie? Is taken a page from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time.
And said,
Which page?
I don't want that. I don't want
Filmed it at night?
A total departure from what everyone loved about the first two movies being New
No.
York.
Have scenes where they're back in Ponyland with the other girl. Being a fish out of water in Pony World, like in a new pony body. She's like, oh, I'm a girl, but now I'm a pony because they switched.
I figured
Oh, they do
that
like a
was,
swap,
yeah,
like
I
Freaky
figured that was
Friday.
gonna happen at some point. I'm kind of glad it didn't because it kept the movie at a manageable runtime. Just like we didn't have to see any more of Glimmer Glamour's backstory as like Voldemort, we didn't have to see Twilight Sparkle learn how to like be a pony, which yeah, I don't know if I need that. Like, how do I eat with your
What I was
mouth?
expecting.
Yeah. I think it's harder to be human than a pony. Like, how do I eat this? Well,
Yeah,
you know, with your mouth, you just eat it. How do I walk on
Austin,
your feet?
you've never been a pony.
It's pretty presumptuous. yeah, you're right. You're right. There's a
Especially never a talking pony with magic powers.
So the
They
way to
might
get
have an
from one
incredibly hard
dimension to
life.
another is there's a magic mirror that opens up every 30 moons, which is just over 2 years. And in Pony World, everything's magic, so it's high fantasy. There's castles and dragons. But in, I'm just going to call it human world because it's not the real world, it's pretty far from it. It's very low magic.
It's just high school world. We never leave the high
High
school.
school world is fair, but it's like the bottom of a statue of a horse, which is the school mascot.
Really thought that it was going to imply that what's her name created this universe with whatever crown she took.
Oh, a pocket
That's what I
dimension kind
thought
of
was going
thing?
to be happening.
Sure.
Yeah,
That'd be crazy.
that's what I thought was happening. It's like, oh, she's like really sad that she's alone and made all of these like
And that's
human
why they have.
versions.
Okay,
That's
yeah.
some psychological horror shit. Like, I'm so angry and repressed from my school
That's
thing that I'm
Silent
gonna make
Hill.
a school world where I can be the tip top again.
Yeah,
Yes,
I can
that
be
would be
everyone's
amazing.
bully.
That's how you
That's
make this
pretty
movie
cool.
better.
I do like that.
Yeah, she's been living in madness for over 2 years, making this fake world. I like it. It's
She
real.
even gave herself a boyfriend that she broke up
Right.
with.
So yeah, you're right.
I think he
She's
broke up with her
Oh,
canonically in the movie. Right.
right.
Important to get those details right.
When
Yeah.
she comes through, she has to pretend to be human, and she starts meeting the crew person by person. So this is kind of a good introductory movie to the series in a way because we meet all the characters again 3 seasons in. And they're kind of the same. We have the shy one who likes animals.
Yeah. This movie.
That one's butter shy.
Fluttershy.
Yeah.
Fluttershy.
Butter shy, because she's yellow. That's how I remember. We have the party
Applejack?
one. Well, yeah, Applejack and the party one are introduced kind of at the same time. Josh,
I'm
party
just
one's your
excited to say
favorite,
it
right?
because that's the only one
No.
I could remember.
No,
What?
Pinkie Pie is not my favorite.
No?
No,
Fluttershy is?
one of her sisters is my favorite,
I know
but
which one is his favorite.
of the main six, it's probably Twilight.
Oh, okay.
I
Wait.
do like Sunset a lot though. Sunset's really
Who's the
cool.
what's the pony sister?
Limestone, she's like a side character in a couple of episodes that you haven't seen.
Oh, they're later.
Yeah, the
Okay.
later. You'll see one of Pinky's sisters in the next movie, I think she's in.
Limestone is Oh, she's like I've seen her. She's like a dark light purple.
Yeah. Like
Okay.
Pinky grew up on like an Amish rock farm, and so she has a bunch of like like sisters that are just
Pinky the one. Is Pinky the one that like guesses what happens in each world?
Yeah. She
does she do that a lot?
She can break the fourth wall. She's kind
of
like
a lot of fourth wall stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
It's canon that she's. I don't know if she's psychic so much as.
She just has Deadpool powers. She can break the fourth wall.
Yeah, that's her thing.
Which is a pretty good power. Like being aware that you're in a story.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good power to have in the story.
Oh, I found a human version of Limestone. There, I'll post it to the Discord.
Yeah, she's in like the background of one of the movies or something.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because all of them are just the ponies.
Yeah, they put a lot of work into the back. You see, like, if you're like a big fan of the show, you can see like the teachers and like random students in the back. Like pretty much everyone is an existing character.
That's why I thought it was going to be revealed that she like made this universe.
Right, right.
I noticed, the Cutie Mark Crusaders, they definitely had human counterparts, which seemed way younger than freshmen, but I guess that's how it feels when you're in high school.
Yeah, I don't know, like... Yeah, they seemed like they were in, like, middle school or something.
Yeah, late elementary, early middle school.
Yeah.
But I guess it's for a late high schooler, early high schooler perspective.
I mean, this is a score you can just walk around with dogs, so, like, they don't give a fuck about
anything. Talking
dogs. Maybe they don't go here. They're just running around the school.
They don't go here.
Mean Girls reference.
Yeah.
So the balloon art was great when they drew on balloons and were like, oh, this person did this and then this person did this, and they were two separate styles. Justin, you're an Applejack, you say?
No. That's just the only name I could remember.
That probably means you're the Applejack then.
It's just the only name that wasn't like it wasn't like the only one that wasn't like Twitter fart. Or glitter pumpkins or whatever the fuck.
Also, Applejack was in the G4 movie, the G1 movie, I believe.
Whoa.
It's one of the few names that carry over like across multiple generations.
So, see, I've heard it more times.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I like when she's talking to Spike and she says something and he's like, yeah, they do look like all our friends. That's because they kind of are our friends. I thought we all figured that out already. And she's like, no, I meant in the yearbook, they were friends. I got a good laugh out of that. It was like the movie being like, no, the audience is smart enough to figure that out at least. Humans are way meaner than ponies.
Yet they still have to
spell. What's that?
I said, yet they still spelled it out for us.
Yeah, in their roundabout way. Humans are way meaner than ponies, it seems like. There's a lot more drama. The evil influence of Sunset Skittles has caused the band to split. There's no more
bacon
harmony.
Buns.
Bacon buns, sure. She has wrought destruction in this friend group. They came into high school as best friends. Now they're bitter rivals, and someone is like pretending to be them, texting them all and being like, hey, you fucking suck. What you wore today is real ugly. Or like, no, we don't need your help.
This movie, instead of a smooze, it's just like My Little Pony Mean Girls.
Yeah. They've been driven apart, but once Twilight Sparkle comes to the world and is like, hey, you guys are friends in the world I'm from where we're all ponies and there's magic. And they're like, okay, new girl who we've no co's is like lives in this town but doesn't go to our school or something. I wonder if there can be two of you in the same world. Like, maybe she doesn't get kicked to Ponyville. Maybe she's just at another school.
Maybe.
Like, if there was a scene where they went to the mall, they could have run
into her.
Maybe
she was just sick those days.
Everybody called her New Girl, though, so she obviously doesn't go to this school.
But someone recognized her.
Yeah,
and said that they've seen her before.
Yeah, you can see someone around town, and there's multiple high schools if the town's big enough.
Yeah.
And
That's true. She
definitely...
There are two high schools where I went, and I didn't live in a big city.
Yeah. she recognizes the dog, Spike. That's because she loves animals. But
yes.
Yeah, the political.
And Spike has a crush on one of the ponies, right?
On Rarity.
Rarity, yeah.
I'm Rarity. I relate most to her. In this iteration as well as Gen 4. I don't think she was in Gen 1.
I don't believe so, no.
They were way meaner in Gen 1 than the humans were in this movie. You remember that?
Yeah.
They were just like,
they were so mean.
That stupid fucking pony flowers. She's bad luck.
They're just berating this baby for
the whole movie. They don't stop.
Little baby bad luck. Yeah. Oh, look. This little bitch followed us to the canyon.
Now their character name wasn't even anything related to bad luck, too. They had like a normal name, and they're still. It's like, you suck. Like,
your cutie marks is going to be a skull and crossbone because you're.
Yeah,
toxic.
It's not like their name was like bad luck or something. They're just
cutie
like,
mark is the poisons warning.
Oh, you better fucking watch out then. A bunch of ponies start dying in Ponyville, and they can't figure out why. No, it's not poison. It stands for bad luck. So, the principal, the queen of this school, is having none of her magical shenanigans or willing to give the tiara to her because she doesn't even say it's hers. But she's like, hey, I know you don't go to this school because I know everyone, but do you want to run for princess? Do you want to? You should run for princess. I bet you can win.
People are desperate to overthrow this other girl.
Yeah, she's the Regina.
Because she sucks.
From Mean Girls. She's got an iron grip. She's shoving people in the hallway. Like, people are terrified.
Never saw her do that, though.
What?
In Mean Girls? Did they actually shove someone in the hallway in Mean Girls?
Oh, I'm sure there was a hall shove in Mean Girls, yeah. And they had the burn book. That was way worse than...
Oh, psychologically, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
We do leave the high school at one point. We go to a coffee shop and she asks for extra oats with it, which I think they would do.
It's at a coffee shop,
especially one that caters to like bullshit high schoolers who are always getting just like whatever TikTok drink. You got oats in a coffee shop. Or she'd probably be like, oh, sorry, did you want that with oat milk or something? I guess this was 2013.
Yeah. Oat milk hasn't had the glow up that it's had now.
I think she would have sprinkled some granola on the top, though, and everything would have been fine. She destroys it. It's sad. This drink looks pretty good. And she just runs
immediately
into Sonic
it.
The Hedgehog, spills it all over his glistening blue chest. And he goes fast.
I didn't realize this guy was a pony, but in my notes I kept referring to him as Mr. Hands because he wanted to fuck this pony.
Ooh, all right. Josh, hey, have you seen Zoo?
No.
Don't.
Don't worry about that.
Don't.
I mean, Flash doesn't know she's a pony for a while, at least.
We'll talk about that when it happens. I don't think anybody knows anybody's a pony, but hold on.
Can we talk about Flash for a sec? Because he's kind of a big, like, thing
in this community.
He's what I call Sonic the Hedgehog. Go for it.
Yeah, so Flash Sentry, he was, a bit of backstory. His character design was revealed before his name was said, so everyone just called him Brad.
Ooh.
For like the longest time. Like that name stuck among the fandom. But also the weird thing about him is that Twilight Sparkle is a character that up until this point, canonically, has shown like zero interest in guys. And then she becomes a teen girl and suddenly she's interested in Flash from literally the second she meets him.
Yeah.
And like that's my a big problem. The movie is the immersion breaking.
There's other horny ponies. We need asexual or yeah. asexual
pony representation. Yeah, I get it. It's a teenage movie. You got to have a love interest, I guess.
You don't.
But
maybe
I don't think you do. Yeah.
Maybe ponies don't get the hormones teenage girls get.
Right. That's the write off excuse.
Hey, Justin,
she's a teenage girl.
You
want
to go to a pony farm? They do.
No.
Maybe magic ponies don't. I don't know.
Oh, they suppress it with the magic.
Yeah.
I have too much studying. There's
not even character to, but he literally bumps into her and she just starts blushing like crazy. And they haven't even said two words to each other.
Especially because she bumped into his pony version already and there wasn't any chemistry there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good point.
I guess hormones.
It's gotta be because she's a girl now.
Yeah.
A human girl.
I think it's because the writers were like, this is going to theater. And she's getting a little older now. She's going to be interested in boys.
Remember this Twilight Flash century. Because we get to see where it goes.
Oh my.
And it's something.
Oh, does she like
continue?
She straight up murders him like Merlin's girlfriend. In the sword. In the old King Arthur.
Gwendolyn?
There
Whatever
you go.
Her name was.
Guinevere was King Arthur's wife,
yeah.
Who left him for Lancelot. Yeah, but how she puts him on? Does she take and put him on like a magical spire and have a hawk come and eat his liver every day?
I will say it does not go in the direction you expect.
Oh, ooh.
Or you would expect of a series like this.
Oh.
That's what I was gonna ask, Josh, because you said that you didn't like that she's like all of a sudden boy crazy with this guy.
Right.
And you already said that they are not a thing later on because this guy's hardly in the show.
Yeah, he gets killed off. He gets murderized.
He's not a thing in the main series. He is a thing in the
Equestria Girl. Oh, okay. Does she only pursue guys in Equestria Girl?
She sneaks off through the portal every once in a while for
Yes. The only time we see Sparkle lusting after dudes is in the human world.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
never.
That solidifies the theory even more.
That this is a horny movie about ponies.
to my knowledge, quickly think, for all 9 seasons of the main show, I do not believe she has ever shown any interest in a guy off the top
this,
of my head. In the
whoever
main
pitched
show.
This to the executives did it with really heavy breathing.
Do you think it was someone that was in the know? It's like, I wonder if I can get this across, or if it was like a business that's like, we need to sell teen dolls of the girls.
No, it's a guy. It's like a dude who's just like, listen.
With the gold chains.
We could put them all in skirts.
What if we,
Justin, that's not working.
Made them
you gotta back off a little.
What if we made them high school girls?
Perfect. There it is. That's the correct pervert distance from the microphone. Oh my god. Yeah, there were a couple of moments in this movie where I wrote down notes in parentheses like, I can teach you how to be a human little pony girl. You having trouble walking there? Just like, oh my god, stop with this.
Also keep those thoughts in your mind because
I don't want to.
We might come back to them in the second movie.
You got nowhere to stay? You gotta stay in the library, little pony girl? Yeah, like, there were a couple of moments where I was like, oh no, this could go dark really bad. No, Josh, don't you dare.
No, it doesn't go dark, but like the I don't know what you would call just description there, the pervert intense.
We gotta make sure that all of these are actual movies and that we don't accidentally watch some like fan creation.
You'll know, it'll slip into flash animation. Like the animation quality will get real bad.
We said we'd house the discussion. That's all after the podcast, so
okay,
I will not talk about
pleading the fifth.
Certain movies that are not this continuity.
That are not officially licensed by Hasbro.
Okay.
Talk about dark. This scene where she gets interrogated by the principal and it's noir lighting, perfect. I loved it. The shades are drawn. There's just bars of light. And she's like, we got photos of ya. You're screwed. You're going downtown. And they didn't even, like, Photoshop this. We've seen that there is high-tech computers. because the Cutie Mark Crusaders have like a band and they're watching YouTube how, see how many hits they have. But these goons, they physically did it. They cut pictures.
Hold on, let me describe this process.
They took a film camera. They took shots of her. They exposed that film.
Dude, snipping snails don't fuck around.
Cut it out, enlarged it, took other photos, put these on top of those, and then took really nice color photo copies of them that didn't degrade the quality, and then printed those out on photo paper.
These guys are such good henchmen that their boss has to tell them to tone it down.
You're right.
In the movie.
Yeah.
She's like, next time I tell you to mess something up, show some restraint. Whenever they wrecked that prom shit or whatever.
This dance is still super important to her. Everybody has cutie marks on their clothes, I noticed. Kat was in the other room when I said this, and she's like, on their butts? Why are they showing their butts?
In the original Equestria's character designs, they were like tattoos on their faces.
That
got changed real fucking quick.
I like it, though.
I kind of wish they had kept it.
Yeah, me too.
Let me see if I can find the original designs.
Twilight did not trash the auditorium, but she does get everyone together through the power of friendship to arrange like new decorations for the dance. They do it just in time, and she is the queen
princess. There's a dance. This is another musical number about coming together.
She's the queen princess of the dance. She gets the crown, but then Sunshine
Skittles was her plan all along.
Gets really mad and comes and takes the crown anyway. Even though she bluffed.
I really felt like this was one of those like classic cartoon moments, like where the villain in the cartoon always is like, they get bested, but then they're like, at the last 5 seconds of the show, they're like, but that was according to my plan all along.
Yeah, you gotta save face. Your goons are there. They gotta look up to you. She gets the crown and goes full demon mode. That was kind of cool. I didn't expect that. We haven't seen a demon pony, so it was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was really expecting her to change into like a more like combined version of her pony self and her human self.
Yeah, there were kind of demon dragon things in the show. Like, what's the main antagonist in the first three seasons, Josh?
There's a couple.
What the dragon dude though?
Wait, which dragon dude? The king? He's not for like a while.
No. Whoever the main bad guy is for like the start of the show.
Let's see.
He's not quite a demon, but
Chrysalis, like the changeling girl, is like a bad guy for a while. She was in the end of season one.
This is just your classic bad guy.
Oh, like from G1.
No, I'm like, thinking G4.
Can you show me a picture?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Okay.
You tell us how they take on this demon girl, because she's the only one in this world with magic. They're screwed.
Right, until they discover their own magic of friendship.
It's kind of a circle spell.
They summon the rainbow.
Heart. They form their hands into a heart. And they shoot them with the rainbow.
The hands
like
into the heart.
In G1.
The hands into the heart is something you can't do in pony mode.
Yeah, that is true.
Right. Discord is who I was thinking of.
Oh, Discord. Yeah, Jen, season 2.
Yeah,
John DeLancey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The crown was made with their harmony and them coming together. It recognizes that power source, and it changes them into freaks of nature. Amalgamation of, like, tall humanoid, pony-eared, long-haired, like, superhumans. They become the Power Rangers, kind of. Loyalty, trust,
yeah,
friendship. They blow this girl into a crater, and I thought she was dead. I thought she was just going to be a pile of ashes under that crown at the end, because ponies kill sometimes. Sometimes you don't walk away from a pony fight, right, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, they're the yeah, no, but straight up kill off the top. But yeah, the ponies don't fuck around.
They'll trample you.
They get serious. Yeah.
They killed the smooze.
Right, yeah, they did kill the smooze.
They straight up kill things. Yeah, if you piss a pony off too bad, first it'll sick its fighting rainbow on you, which happens in this fight. That was a callback to the rainbow fight in the smooze. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it didn't punch him like it did in the
It's
the
just
other
a big
one.
Laser.
Yeah.
I mean, it made a crater. That's pretty good.
It did.
That is pretty good. It seemed less sentient.
That's okay.
Yes, the laser is absolutely not sentient.
The last
in Gen 4.
In Gen 1, it seemed kind of like a Captain Planet scenario, almost kind of thing. Like, by their powers combined, here's this rainbow thing.
I thought it was like, it moved like the magic carpet from Aladdin.
It did, kind of.
Like it was a fully conscious rainbow.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
It was definitely conscious in Gen 1. In this one, it's just a laser beam.
I'm fine with that. I just like the callback that they're still fighting with a gigantic rainbow that can fuck people up.
This movie
20-foot craters.
This movie is obviously more similar to the other Gen 4 movie we've watched, but because they both have the villains being pony girls that are eventually turned into like misunderstood bad guys.
Yeah.
That are turned good.
Mm-hmm.
But, correct me if I'm wrong, that first pony movie we watched, the Gen 4 one,
right?
There was like the war girl, the thunder lightning girl,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Storm King, yeah.
He worked for someone who was actually evil though, right?
Yeah, Tempest worked for the Storm King who was actually evil.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no like actual evil in this one?
Not that we've seen yet, no.
Other than
it doesn't work for anyone or anything. There's no like reveal in a teaser at the end of the movie.
Okay.
No, she's
other
just
than
a
being in high school.
Right.
Yeah, the real evil is high school.
The real evil is high school.
Organized education.
It's a really good callback that Pinkie Pie, when they get back to the pony world after all this is done, just like the human version of her, guesses exactly what happens. She's just like, oh, and then this happened, and this happened, and this happened, right? Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. That seems like a joke that they do a lot with her, where she, like, guesses stuff that she wasn't around for.
She does do a lot of fourth wall breaking.
We get one more horse out of the stable joke with, she has time to dance, so she goes to the dance and dances like a pony, and it's really awkward. I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
There's a lot of cool background work in this dance scene because they have a lot of the characters doing like specific dances. Like one of the CMC is doing like the Peanuts dance, and like another one is doing a dance from like an
when
anime.
You say CMC, I know that means Cutie Mark Crew.
Oh right, sorry, yeah, for Cutie Mark Crusaders, yeah.
Crusaders.
The ones we said we weren't sure if they go to that school or not.
Yeah.
What's a Cutie Mark Crusader?
They're the babies.
Oh, okay.
The three girls that...
Oh, like the ones that got berated in the 86 movie.
I mean, kind of.
Okay.
Your YouTube video sucks. Go make
sucks.
Another one.
Did you see how out of step they were together? Come on. What was this, made by five-year-olds?
So it's that time in the episode. She makes it back to Ponyland. Everything is fine. The portal's closed for another 2 years or so. I wonder if they waited
moons.
That long to make a movie. Like, if they did pulled a David Lynch and waited exactly 30 moons to release the second movie, that would be pretty fun.
I think you're giving too much credit.
I don't believe they did. The second movie is 2014.
Okay. That would have been really cool if there's like a big campaign.
You gotta think of that. That would have been cool. But
they're like the gateways opening
up.
Yeah,
if it didn't make as much money as it did, maybe they would have waited 2 years. it's a moneymaker.
This made money, huh?
Over the long run, yeah. It started the franchise, which if you click on the Wikipedia page, you'll see how big it is. I don't know how much the budget is for this movie. No, not yet. No, I don't. They haven't brought Hugh than Gen 5 yet.
So it's dead.
But Gen 5 hasn't started properly. Yeah, it's just been a couple of specials.
Once you go to the new gen.
So it says here on IMDb that it made gross worldwide $485,000.
Mm.
That's not a lot. That's real. That's nothing. Movie-wise.
No. But I don't know how much it cost to make it.
But also the toys, Justin.
Not quite a bit. Yeah,
of course.
There's the toy tie-ins and all. This is clearly a movie made to advertise toys. Not quite as bad as G1.
No, because we're actually teaching good lessons. We're starting to. I feel like this is the start of when Gen 4 is really catching on with people, when you started hearing about bronies was around this time, maybe a little earlier. When adults were starting to take notice of cartoons that had a good message, like Steven Universe and before that Adventure Time.
Avatar, yeah.
Oh, Avatar was way ahead of its time.
Way ahead of its time.
When Avatar came out, I was like, psh, I'm not watching this. I'm done with Nickelodeon. They make dog shit.
Little did you know.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah. A jewel in the rough. So, Josh, tell us about your first time seeing this.
I've seen this so much I don't remember.
You've seen this a lot?
I've seen this like two or three times, or four times now, I guess.
This one.
Yeah, this one. Okay. I've seen all of them multiple times. You know, I've been in the Bronies for a while. I go to conventions, you know, sometimes people put the movie on.
Okay.
And, you know, we watch it. Sometimes, you know, there's a panel and they talk about the movie. There's a review thing and they go over the movie.
Nice.
So I did not see this in theaters. Unfortunately, I really wanted to, but my area was not showing it.
Get a collectible trough of popcorn.
I probably just watched it on YouTube or some illicit streaming service.
It is free on YouTube. I was going to rent it because I like high quality animation.
Yeah, I was about to too.
It's totally free.
Thank you. Yeah, and it was pretty good quality.
Wasn't terrible.
For free.
The next ones I may rent. A couple popped up for rent.
For some god awful reason, you find yourself having to watch this movie.
I physically own the next movie. That's how good I think it is.
So we're watching this for the people at home, and I get a text from Josh, don't worry, the second one's better. And I'm like, do I give him the benefit of the doubt? If I told him Jaws 2 was better, would he care at all?
If you told me Jaws 2 was significantly better than Jaws 1, I might.
What if I told you Halloween 2 was way better than Halloween?
I would believe that, because
how could it not be?
Of the first one.
God damn it.
Walked into that one. How could it be any worse?
Is it just two Halloweens? Is it two killers
Halloween
in a house?
Halloween 2 is... We'll get to it, but it's...
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah,
Halloween is like 13 movies.
We're not going to watch all of them.
I've seen the timeline.
We have to get to the third one.
We'll have to get to three. I know Austin's chopping
up
the
bit. What about
H2O? You don't want that.
We don't
want
to go that far. We don't want to go that far down the rabbit hole.
You don't want to dip your toe in that deep.
Yeah. We still haven't done Friday the 13th yet. That's the big classic one we haven't done yet.
No.
So I haven't done Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We did the first
when
one. Because Johnny Depp exploded into blood on the bed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did.
Friday the 13th, Kat and I watched most of those during the quarantine. And I got to say, they're highly enjoyable.
Is Jason X really good? Because that's the only one I want to see.
No. It's probably one of the worst, I would say.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It really is. Because it has...
They go to space, though. How is it bad?
They sure do. They sure do go to space. They're in space the whole dang time, and you're just like,
oh, that's
wow,
amazing, really?
We're in space. Yeah, they don't go to space. It is a space movie. It is a far
future. I thought he,
future...
stows away on a space rocket or
way
something.
Far in the future. It is... Oh, we will get to it. Oh, yeah. On a space rocket, where every pound you take into space costs $45,000.
He's like a spoopy killer man. Maybe he stows away. I don't know. Maybe they go to a planet and they find him in a crater or something.
That would be alien. How'd you get here?
Yeah.
And then he just stabs him.
No, it's just a mask, right? And they put it on the ship, and then it manifests.
Whoa! Yeah, you put it. It's like you put it on the front of the ship, and then the whole ship turns into Jason.
Yeah, sure.
Or it's like Cloverfield Paradox, where he just appears on the ship.
God, how do you remember that movie?
Because it has the scene where the girl ports into a bunch of wires is stuck in my mind forever.
Okay,
that was genuinely like horrifying.
You know that's happened in real life. No, just that can really happen, bro. yeah.
Only good part of the movie, though.
That whole movie was terrifying, but for another reason.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's we sat down to watch it, and I'm just like, this isn't Cloverfield. This is a Netflix sham, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend it, Josh? Tonight's movie.
Right to the source.
Yeah. No, yes and no. Yes, only because you really kind of need to know Sunset's backstory to appreciate the next three movies.
They don't go over.
No, because it's not a very good movie. The songs aren't very good. The plot is kind of nothing. They introduce a lot of characters and don't give them a lot of time.
Who's introduced in this movie other than the Centurion?
Like, you know, it's Sunset, mainly, yes.
And the dude.
Mm-hmm. And Flash, yeah. For a movie that's basically about Sunset, she doesn't get a lot of time because we're focusing on the heroes.
And all the time we do get on her is in a made-up world, in this world.
We don't really learn much about her before.
Careful, don't call it a made-up world. I hear this world is highly established in the next 17 movies, Justin.
This is a ridiculously established universe.
So we do get out of the high school.
They're going to be hopping back.
Yeah, we absolutely get out of high school.
Do
we go other places?
Okay, yeah. I'll save my questions, Your Honor.
I won't go further than that. But yes, we do leave the high school eventually.
There's one called Friendship Games.
That's like
the third one.
That's the one where it's in the future and you have to hunt with a bow each other.
I'm glad the titles don't give away anything. Like the titles are actually pretty good.
That's one where they all go on a cruise and get amnesia and forget.
Legend of the Everfree.
That's one where they become freedom fighters for a struggling nation in South America.
Hails of Canterlot High.
That one is the fan-made porno.
Spring Breakdown.
Never mind. I my last statement. Oh my god, they're just gonna get worse every time. Like hooves deep. Okay. I like that one scene where she corners Twilight Sparkle in the school, and it's like, hey, let's go talk in that one dead-end haunted hallway where the lights are always flickering.
Oh, there's a tie into last week's movie's Bulletproof.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. They kidnap a dog.
A dog got held at gunpoint. It was a hostage. I don't...
Are you telling me that they didn't intend you to take that as a hostage?
You're right. You're right. The goons kidnapped Spike at one point in this. Twilight Sparkle, also, she got shot in the head at the beginning, got the metal plate, which is why she didn't have the horn.
Yeah.
And she kept ramming people with her head, and they'd be like, bung!
Bung! Yeah, even though there was skin on top of it, I thought it was funny.
And she wasn't hitting metal, just other skull. There was also that tie into Pulp Fiction because Rarity, she was in the diner and the thieves took her wallet and they're like, which one's yours? And she said the one with bad motherfucker on it. Because she's into fashion. So Justin, third pony movie you've ever seen, I assume?
Yes.
Would you recommend it?
No.
Right. Chomping at the bit to say that.
Surprised to no one.
Yeah, not surprising.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, why? I didn't. I thought this movie was kind of boring. I saw they were going for with like the Mean Girls angle, but I thought it was poorly executed. Every time we watch these movies, especially like the Gen 4 ones, because I don't know, it just feels like because I've never watched the show, feels like I'm not getting something.
Oh yeah, you're not getting a lot. And I've only watched up to like season 3 or 4, like I said, and I'm not getting a lot. And Josh has seen it all several times through.
And it's just, you know, it's like one of those, it's like watching a sequel to a movie you've never watched the first one to, and you're like, wait, what? What's going on? What's this?
Yeah.
Who's that again?
Okay. I can see that.
What about you, Austin? Would you recommend it?
It
You can say
comes
no, it's okay.
it comes
You won't hurt my
really
feelings.
close to a not recommend because of the bad songs. Like, I'm just gonna say it, straight up say it, they're bad. They did
The
not
songs are really bad.
they didn't put any work into these lyrics. I do like the adventure of it. I like the fish out of waterness. I like that now you can relate to your favorite pony more because they have a human form. Yeah. I'll give it a recommend. Just,
Wow. Oh, okay.
yeah.
Even Josh didn't recommend it.
Well, Josh doesn't recommend anything, but
Just even my own movies.
right.
Oh, don't worry, I'll recommend the next one.
It was fun. It is an introductory one, but it didn't feel too exposition-y, like I pointed out. We're just getting her meeting her friends in a different situation, which I thought was kind of cool. I thought it was fun to watch. It was cool when the girl became a demon. I didn't see that coming.
Sure.
A lot of like Eldritch blasts she's throwing around. They became like pony people. Then a cool Power Ranger battle. It wasn't too long. It's bright, it's colorful. Music is bad, but other than that, yeah, it was pretty good. Josh, you want to tell the people our info?
Sure, you can find us on YouTube at Fab Check, Facebook Fab Check. You can find the podcast wherever you find quality podcasts, podcast.net,
Come.
com. I always get that messed up. You can watch our other podcasts or listen to our other podcasts. Amazeballs about TV shows. Nick and Justin do What About Wrestling, where they tell us what about wrestling exactly.
Yes.
The Forbidden Door is being open this weekend.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Who's crawling through it?
Lots of Japanese wrestling stars.
Oh, hell yeah.
Exciting.
Noise.
That's what the Forbidden Door refers to. It's like international stars coming.
Is it like their lead into the American circuit, or is it just a thing that's like a crossover event?
It's like whenever there's a crossover that they call it like, oh, they came through the Forbidden Door.
Okay. Do they have a Forbidden Door prop on set?
Maybe. This
But
is the
then they
actual
come
first
through.
pay-per-view that's using the name
Okay.
that I know of.
All right. Well, check us out there. We're on Facebook, like you said, YouTube. You can reach us at fapcheck@gmail.com for any recommendations, questions, concerns, comments, and just say hi. Until next time, I'm Ponyboy Austin.
I'm Pony Boy Josh.
Pony Boy Justin.
This is Have You Seen?
Hey guys, have you seen?